Fathers matter.
Much of the literature today, actually over the last 25 years, talks about the father wound.
Dr. Don Stern, Director of Public Health for the City of Richmond.
It is that emotional void that can be translated into poor development in relationships, a high degree of anger, compulsive behavior.
Children without fathers have shorter lives, more obesity, more depression, more dental problems, more incarcerations, more poverty.
You know, many of our young men in the city don't see a father getting up, putting on a suit or a blue-collar uniform and going to work. So that whole work culture, they miss out on that.
Today's symposium was a gathering of professionals from all walks who deal with these problems and want to find ways to provide community support for families, or at least for reconciliation and cooperation between parents.
There are now strategies and some research being done on how to resolve that father wound or that emotional void, and a lot of it has to do with reconciliation of that relationship and forgiveness of the father. The Richmond Family and Fatherhood Initiative, we serve as an intermediary, so we're trying to develop and engage the community around the issue of father absence and the value of mothers and fathers working cooperatively together to raise their children.
Is this an abyss for children that we can't dig ourselves out of?
Charles, we would not be involved in this work, and the many people now that are involved in this work in the region would not be doing it if we felt like our efforts would not make a difference, that we can't turn this around. We're looking for some reductions in father absent births or births to women who are single at the time of delivery, and an increase in the percentage of children being raised in two-parent households.
It's almost Father's Day, and experts say for most of us, fathers just make life better. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.